Democrats are ready to act on their own. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The House is expected to pass today a bill they claim will reduce inflation. Republicans say it'll do just the opposite, prompting Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern to say,
Republicans are cheering for inflation. Every day they come to this floor cheering for us to fail.
GOP Congressman Michael Burgess says they're being ignored.
No Republican has had any input into this travesty that we have in front of us today.
The bill aims to reduce prescription drug costs for seniors and incentivize us to use renewable energy to fight climate change. Funded in part by tax hikes on some corporations, Republicans say will be passed along to consumers. The search warrant that led to the FBI raid of the Trump home in Florida could be made public today after the former president says he encourages it. And the Justice Department okayed releasing it and
the itemized receipt of what was confiscated. Reports surfaced first in the Washington Post that some insider approached federal agents claiming nuclear secrets were not being guarded, though Trump today states via his social media platform Truth Social that such claims are, in his words, a hoax, just like Russia.
Fox's Evan Brown. Two more buses carrying 89 more migrants arrived in New York City this morning, sent from Texas by Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who blames Democrat policies for a surge of migrants crossing the border illegally.
I know New Yorkers will not fall for Governor Abbott's trap. He's inciting anti-immigrant hatred. And we're going to resist that.
New York City Migrant Affairs Commissioner Manuel Castro. Texas has also bused migrants to Washington, D.C. They're mourning a deputy shot and killed early this morning in Raleigh, North Carolina.
We will find who's responsible for this loss.
Wake County Sheriff Gerald Baker. And for the second time in a few weeks, heavy rain has flooded parts of Las Vegas with water pouring into a few casinos. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Stocks are rising in early trading on Wall Street. The Dow is up 103 points. The S&P 500 is also on the rise by about 20, and the NASDAQ is gaining 75. Johnson & Johnson stock not moving much. Not affected by two stories related to two controversial products. First,
by 2023, all Johnson & Johnson baby powder sold globally will be cornstarch-based, ending sales of its talc-based products. The announcement comes more than 2 years after Johnson & Johnson stopped selling talc-based baby powder in the U.S. and Canada. J&J cites commercial reasons for the switch, but it has already paid out more than $3 billion in settlements after almost a decade of lawsuits accusing the company of hiding cancer risks tied to talc.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Johnson & Johnson's also destroying 135 million more doses of its COVID vaccine for factory issues. Last year, J&J had to throw away 400 million doses that were contaminated. It's vaccines like that one that have the CDC changing COVID policy, no longer recommending social distancing or quarantining if we're in close contact with someone infected.
Say the new guidelines are driven by recognition that about 95% of Americans 16 and older have some level of immunity from prior infections or vaccination.
And that is Fox's Steve Rappaport. The price of oil is down almost $2, back under $92 a barrel, while gas drops another penny, continuing its daily decline from June's record. AAA's national average now just under $3.98 per gallon, $1.04 less than the all-time high, still 79 cents more than a year ago. They played baseball on a field near a cornfield last night.
The end of the bat to left center field into the gap.
Seiya Suzuki and the Cubs struck first in the first inning. Chicago beat Cincinnati 4-2 in the Field of Dreams game on Fox, inspired by the movie. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.